Thank you again for joining us for another episode of Religion Means Alive presents the Radiant Brilliance Show with your host, me, Kimberly Kalima, the show where culture meets conversation. Tonight, we have the honor of speaking with the owner and curator of House of Africa, Brother Pat, located here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Tonight, we'll be speaking on art and faith and maintaining the balance, and also the commemoration of the Juneteenth celebrations going on across the nation this coming weekend. Our call-in number is 805-727-7013 if you'd like to tell a friend. 805-727-7013. I'm very excited about tonight's episode of the Radiant Brilliant Show because we'll be covering two topics this evening. One regarding the balance of faith and culture, and also the commemoration of Juneteenth. It's actually a celebration that's gone on for several hundred years now. However, it's new to another generation of people. So because we are having a celebration in my own native city of Charlotte, North Carolina, and my guest is actually the president of the Juneteenth Festival of the Carolinas, I would like to educate some of our listeners, Muslim and non-Muslim, on the event that is Juneteenth. Now, I've got some articles here just to make sure I am giving you the correct information, and one of them is going to be simply Juneteenth.com. It's simply called Juneteenth.com, and it's got the history of Juneteenth. So I want to read a little bit about it to you, just to familiarize you in case you have not heard of it, or you've heard of it and you're not quite sure what it's all about. Juneteenth is the oldest known celebration commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Dating back to 1865, it was on June 19th that the Union soldiers, led by Major General Gordon Granger, landed in Galveston, Texas, with news that the war had ended and that the enslaved were now free. Now, note that this was 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, which had become official January 1st, 1863. The Emancipation Proclamation had little impact on the Texans due to the minimal number of Union troops to enforce the new executive order. However, with the surrender of General Lee in April of 1865 and the arrival of General Granger's regiment, the forces were finally strong enough to influence and overcome the resistance. Some of the explanations that they offer for the 2.5 year delay of the important news is that one of them is that a messenger had been murdered on his way to Texas with news of the freedom. Another is that the news was deliberately withheld by the enslavers to maintain the labor force on the plantations. And still another is that federal troops actually waited for the slave owners to reap the benefits of one last cotton harvest before going to Texas to enforce the Emancipation Proclamation. And it also states all of which or neither of these versions could be true. Certainly for some, President Lincoln's authority over the rebellious states was in question. And for whatever reason, conditions in Texas remained status quo well beyond what was statutory. And they gave us an example of General Order Number 3, just a portion of it. It says the people of Texas are informed that in accordance with a proclamation from the executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves. And the connection heretofore existing between them becomes that between employer and free laborer. It goes on to state the reactions to this profound news range from pure shock to immediate jubilation. While many lingered to learn of this new employer-to-employee relationship, many left before these offers were completely off the lips of their former masters, attesting to the varying conditions on the plantation and the realization of freedom. Even with nowhere to go, many felt that leaving the plantation would be their first grasp of freedom. North was a logical destination, and for many it represented true freedom, while the desire to reach family members in neighboring states drove the same into Louisiana, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. Settling into these areas as free men and women brought on new realities and the challenges of establishing a heretofore non-existent status for black people in America. Recounting the memories of that great day in June of 1865 and its festivities would serve as motivation as well as a release from the growing pressures encountered in their new territory. The celebration of June 19th was coined Juneteenth and grew with more participation from descendants. The Dune Team celebration was a time for reassuring each other, for praying and forgathering remaining family members. Juneteenth continued to be highly revered in Texas and for decades, and many former slaves and descendants making an annual pilgrimage back to Galveston on this date. Now, across the nation, for the states that do participate, it is not a national holiday. However, it is something that people are actually trying to present to make that claim that it should be a national holiday, that it does recognize the atrocities that occurred before and after. Because, as the article stated, many things were not in place for the freedmen. Some actually still were sold back into slavery. They had a black market going on since it was no longer legal. And many of the states, especially in the East, were still profiting. And a lot of the people who owned the slaves suffered great devastation if they didn't have anyone to work for them, for their huge properties, and they didn't have any more quote-unquote property to breed or to sell. Now, my guest tonight, Captain D.A., who is the owner of the House of Africa, is the owner and curator of the African Art and Gallery Museum here in Charlotte, North Carolina, hosts a Juneteenth celebration, which he has done for the last 19 years. He's very excited to speak with us. There's a quote that he did share that was in an article in the Charlotte Observer. And he said, "I believe the worst thing ever to happen to humanity was slavery. But this has nothing to do with guilt. It's about American history. Africans have been in this country over 400 years, and that makes them bona fide Americans, whether they like that idea or not. It's true." And it also stated there was very little documentation about how slaves in Charlotte reacted to the news of their freedom. However, there were a few reports that stated many of the slaves just dropped their tools and walked off the plantation, headed for the nearest big city. Many quickly got married, which was a right denied to them as slaves. And another quote that was listed in the article stated, "The more we learn about each other's cultures, the more it will help our country. Events like Juneteenth helps to build bridges." So this year, our Juneteenth commemoration will occur starting this Friday and Saturday, It's a little scaled back this year, which he will discuss, to explain that next year is the 20th annual celebration. There'll be room for vendors, performers, and the like. So his contact information will be included throughout the interview. And if you saw this on social media, when I post the archive session, for those who missed it, I will include his website and telephone number in case you're interested in attending this year or next year as a participant. I want to thank you again for calling in to the Radiant Brilliant Show, hosted by Kimberly Kalima Songstress. And while we like to have a lot of fun, it's also not a bad thing to learn as well. The next voice you'll hear will be me introducing our speaker for this evening. Thank you so much again, and here we go. And I would like to welcome you to our show this Thursday, and I'd like to have you speak with the audience a little bit about who you are and where you're from. You're the owner and curator of House of Africa at 1215 Thomas Avenue.
Correct.
Yes, sir. And what brought you to Charlotte, North Carolina?
Wow, that's a long story.
Oh, no.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, sir.
In that show. And my name is Pap Seydou Ndiaye, and I was born and raised in Senegal, West Africa, and got to Charlotte 20 years ago and opened up the House of Africa. Mm-hmm. And the same year, that's when I started doing Juneteenth, that celebrated the end of slavery in America.
Okay. And how was your, when you opened up your business here, with this being the South and the history that we have, how was it received?
It was received very well.
Really?
Very well, but with a lot of learning to do and a lot of questions. about Africa, about the whole continent, really. But overall, it was good. Charlotte has been good to me.
I am certainly glad to hear that. Now, I've been to visit your shop, and one thing that I was able to see, along with all the beautiful art and the beautiful creations, is your relation with different customers, black, white, male, and female. It seems that the community really loves you.
I love them. I really love them. And after one or two trips, they are not, I don't consider them no more as a customer, but as family. Because if it is the black one or the white one, I believe that that's not because they've been living in America for 450 some years.
Yes.
Make them an American. They are African just like me, but born in America. That's the only difference.
Okay, and I see the mutual respect, and I think that the board's across the board for anyone in business, but I've seen where people come back. I know I grew up here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and your business is legendary. Everyone knows about the House of Africa. But I had a pertinent question for you before we get into a discussion about Juneteenth. How do you balance your culture and your faith? There are some new converts to Islam who have either been coached into believing or who have the understanding that they have to give up every part of their culture in order to adopt a new one. How can we maintain the balance? And I know that you are Muslim, but you also operate a business where you celebrate where you're from.
Yeah, a Muslim, yes. For over 100 generations, and being a Muslim don't mean being an extremist. Being a Muslim is peace.
Okay.
Being a Muslim is about togetherness. Being a Muslim is about loving each other, accepting each other's right, accepting each other who, what belief, who they really are. That's what I believe. And my grandmother used to say that when you travel, you need to get a direction. And your culture and your heritage are the only one that can help you move forward. And that's what I believe in. And that's maybe make me balance.
Okay, well, I think that's definitely some good advice. Because as I stated, there are a lot of people who have been told everything about you before today, before you take your shahada, it's wrong, it's no good, it's haram and things of that nature. But from what I understand, if it doesn't go against Islam, you know, we were created different tribes in order to learn from one another. And with that being said, I would like to let the audience know that your business, the House of Africa, is at 1215 Thomas Avenue. Now, I took some pictures and posted them on social media to let people know that I would be speaking with you. But other than the statues, what other things that you do you have that you can sell to the public that's there?
Oh, we are one of the country's largest importers of African goods from all over the motherland, from masks to statues, jewelry, clothing, drums, musical instrument, you name it, shea butter, 100%, the real shea butter, not pork grease. Because you have to just think, how can you get the shea butter from Africa, bring it to America, pay customs and shipment, and call a whole tub for $5? That does not make no sense, common sense sometimes.
Yes, sir.
So everything we have over House of Africa is 100% real. Every single thing. Rich fabric that can't be found nowhere else in the area. My slogan again, if you can get to Africa, we'll bring Africa to you.
And it's very, very true. It's an art gallery, but the times that I visited is also like a mini museum. And you're right. You have a little bit of everything. Beautiful clothing. You have lots of jewelry. Different healing items, pictures, everything. It looks like you're transported into another world. It's like you did bring it to us. You brought the essence of Africa to us, and I'd like to personally thank you for that. And again, in the Charlotte region, your location is very well known.
Great. But we have to take something back, a mini museum? No. I believe that is a big museum.
Okay. I stand corrected.
Yeah. We have
I stand corrected.
House of Pabst is that stamp that is from the 18th century.
Wow. Okay.
Not one piece or two piece or three pieces, but many of the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
In the front of House of Africa is a gallery and a museum.
Okay.
The back of House of Africa is the African store.
Mm-hmm. And remember, once again, if you are listening by phone, you can enhance your experience by listening online at Blog Talk Radio under Religion Means Alive. And there is a chat option on live calls. You'll be able to speak with me or the guest. Okay. Well, thank you for that explanation. Because, again, I just took a little bit of, well, I actually didn't take the pictures. The daughter of a good friend of mine took some of the pictures, but you did give a better explanation of the layout and what's waiting for people if they'd like to come and visit you. I know that you have a site on Facebook where people can just type in the House of Africa. Do you also have a website you could leave for people to visit?
Yes, that would be houseofafricanc.com.
Houseofafricanc.com. Okay.
All right. The phone number is 704-376-6160. And again, 704-376-6160.
Okay, I thank you for that, and I will make sure to include that information in the as I share this broadcast so people can reach out to you, find out more about you, and experience the beautiful items that you have there at House of Africa.
We didn't even mm-hmm. name them all. We have herbal medicine.
Okay. Oh, yes, please.
There's from diabetes to high blood pressure.
Okay.
Stress. And sexual rejuvenator, too. The Yohimbe, the real Yohimbe.
Yes. Okay, follow. Married couples out there. Okay. So there's a lot in store at House of Africa, pretty much.
A whole lot.
Okay, okay. And I love
it. Africa in there.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Okay.
Africa in there.
Well, I really appreciate that boost because, again, I like when people know about great places to visit and great people to do business with, and I believe you are that. Well, listeners, you're still here with us. Thank you so much. If you like what you're hearing and would like to continue listening to shows like this one, please generously donate to our program through PayPal. You can use religionmeansalive@gmail.com. This will enable continued broadcasting and help us reach our goal centered on taking our mission from the airwaves to the streets. I also wanted to transition, while I have just a little bit more of your time, into the topic of Juneteenth.
Juneteenth. That's my favorite part.
Okay, well, talk to me about that a little bit.
That's the time of the year.
Okay, okay.
The time of the year, and we're really getting really ready for the 19th annual Juneteenth Festival of the Carolinas. Usually we do it for 4 days, but this year our focus is on the 20th annual one, that is Juneteenth 2017.
Okay.
So this year we're just having a celebration at House of Africa. We bring in Juneteenth where it all began.
Okay. Yes.
19 years ago, we started in front of House of Africa with 2,000 people and used to close Thomas Avenue and Commonwealth Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And we bring in it there to do some fundraising at House of Africa and meet and greet. With that, we will have also drum circle.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we believe in that, the calling to the ancestors, the drumming.
Okay.
Drum is symbol of communication.
Okay.
It is symbol of togetherness. So we believe on all of that.
Okay. All righty. Now, how long have you had the festival, the Juneteenth festival? And we'll also get to the history and importance of that commemoration. How long have you had that festival here in Charlotte?
This is the 19th annual one.
Okay, okay. So next year is going to be your Big Bang 20th celebration, inshallah.
20th celebration, yeah.
Okay.
And that's what we're getting ready for.
All righty. Now, if somebody wants to be a participant in the event for, is it too late for them to try to sign up this year? Can they sign up this year for next year?
Yeah, they can sign up this year for next year. From payment to you name it. Vending, business opportunities, they can do it this year, definitely.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Now, I would like to speak briefly on the history of Juneteenth. I grew up understanding what it was because my mother let me know. But there are a lot of people who see Juneteenth on Facebook, Twitter, you know, a younger generation, and they don't know the history of it. Could we talk about that a little bit before I let you go?
Of course, of course.
Thank you so much.
Last year was Juneteenth 150th anniversary. Last year, 2015. Juneteenth celebrates the end of slavery in America. The slaves in Galveston, Texas, did not know they were free until 2.5 years later when they found out. And that date was on June 19, 1865. That's when the slaves get together, call it Juneteenth, and start celebrating freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But at Juneteenth Festival of the Carolinas, our aim is not to recreate the past at all, but to share in the spirit of freedom. And also using Juneteenth as a tool to educate about the rich culture and Africa and the powerful heritage. That's what Juneteenth is about here.
I like what you said about the freedom, you know, the beauty of freedom for us all, and with sharing the culture. So you don't believe that African culture or the commemoration of Juneteenth is something that only people of the African diaspora need to know? Do you think that's knowledge we need to share with others?
Juneteenth is not just an African-American holiday or an African-American celebration. I believe that is a piece of American history.
Yes. Yes, sir. I'd like to take a brief moment to thank all the callers who called in to listen to the program this evening. Or if you're listening to online, thank you so much. If you are interested in hosting your own show here on Blog Talk Radio, please reach out to me, Kimberly Kalima, at theradiantbrilliantshow@gmail.com. I'm also found on Facebook under The Radiant Brilliant Show, or the gentleman that actually hosts Religion Means Alive, which The Radiant Brilliant Show falls under, his name is Alfred Muhammad. Religion Means Live can be contacted on Facebook, as well as Imam Alfred Muhammad. Let him know that you're interested in hosting the show. You've got a great idea. Kind of run it by him. He's currently interested in building up the amount of hosts that he has to make this a full-fledged location where anyone can come to, Muslim or non-Muslim, get a great education, have a great time, and possibly bring a lot of us here in America together. So, again, if you're interested in hosting a show yourself, reach out to me, Kimberly Kalima, at theradiantbrilliantshow@gmail.com. I also have a Facebook page, The Radiant Brilliant Show, or the gentleman that actually hosts the Religion Means Mind format, Imam Alfred Muhammad. He's also located on Facebook, and he has a Religion Means Alive page. I welcome you aboard. We can really add to this project and increase the positivity and the good things that are available for people to listen to on Internet radio. Now back to our show. Well, you know what? I want to thank you for your time. You have given me more information than I expected, and I liked hearing the excitement in your voice, and I encourage everyone in the Charlotte, North Carolina region or surrounding North Carolina areas to make sure you come out to the Juneteenth Festival of the Carolinas, and it'll be this weekend, correct? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
No, just Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Just Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we going to have the opening on Friday at 6 p.m. with the drum circle.
Friday at 6 p.m., so they need to be there or be square.
Uh-huh, with the drum circle. And Saturday and Sunday all day.
Okay, all right.
Everybody need to come out and support Juneteenth. And we also want the city of Charlotte to support more Juneteenth because this is the only African American celebration in the Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
So we need their support. We really, really need their support because that's a lot of work, that's a lot of money, that's a lot of everything.
Yes,
and
sir.
We can't do it by ourselves. And Juneteenth is bringing a lot of money to the city of Charlotte because people come from all over the country.
Yes.
From Houston, Texas to California, you name it, people will come out. They don't sleep in their car. They sleep in hotels.
Okay.
That is coming in the city.
Yes, sir.
We rent a place. A place like Paddy Reflection been eating over $60,000 or more in the past 10 years at the Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not doing it this year. And other places, and other places, and other places. Juneteenth is bringing money in the city.
Okay.
In the city. So the city needs to get involved more and help out with Juneteenth.
I agree. I think that's an excellent pronouncement. And I know I'll do my best to make sure to get the words out, because you're right. It can be a beneficial exchange. A beneficial exchange. So at this moment, I will go ahead and let you get back to your evening, Brother Pap. I want to thank you for giving me your time.
My sister.
Yes, sir. And I will be back by, inshallah, because, you know, I want to check out that dress again.
Please do.
That beautiful dress.
Be there.
Yes,
we'll be waiting for you to come and get it and wear it at Juneteenth.
Inshallah. Well, again, I thank you so very much for being our guest tonight on the Radiant Brilliant Show with your host, Kimberly Kalima, the show where culture meets conversation. And I will let you go. Thank you so very much, sir. You have a good
evening.
Assalamu alaikum.
Peace and blessings.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone again for tuning in for another episode of Religion Means Alive presents The Radiant Brilliant Show with your host, Kimberly Kalima. If you would like to be a guest for the show, please send me an email at guestinfo@gmail.com. guestinfo@gmail.com. If you have a show idea or you'd like to offer feedback, you may reach me at theradiantbrilliantshow@gmail.com. RadiantBrilliantShow@gmail.com, and all of our shows are archived for playback. You can also find us on Google Plus under The Radiant Brilliant Show, Facebook, and of course right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. We look forward to having an even better show for you on next Thursday. Thanks again for listening to Religion Means Alive presents The Radiant Brilliant Show with your host, Kimberly Kalima, the show where culture meets conversation.